This article will be studied during the week of November 23rd through 29th. How the Priesthood Reveals Jehovah's Love. Theme text: Every high priest taken from among men is appointed in their behalf. Hebrews 5:1. Song 107: The Divine Pattern of Love. Focus: How Jehovah's provision of the priesthood draws us closer to Him.
Paragraph 1, question: Why is mankind in dire need of help?
Help. All humans need it, whether they know it or not. In fact, their need is desperate. Why? In a word, sin. Because of inherited sin, mankind as a whole is alienated from God. In a sense, sin creates a chasm that separates humans from God, and man cannot cross that gap by himself. Without help, we could never find true meaning in life. We would have no hope for the future. What help has Jehovah provided?
Paragraph 2, question: What will we consider in this article?
To save us from our sinful state, Jehovah has made a remarkable arrangement, that of a priesthood. He did so for the ancient nation of Israel and later for the Christian congregation. That arrangement is still in effect today. In this article, we will discuss how the priesthood arrangement proved to be a blessing for men and women in ancient times. We will also learn how we can benefit from the priesthood arrangement that is now in effect and how we will continue to do so in the future. And finally, we will see how the priesthood reveals Jehovah's deep love for us. How a priesthood helped ancient Israel.
Paragraph 3, question: According to Hebrews 5:1, in what way does the priesthood help sincere worshipers?
Under inspiration, the Apostle Paul explained why Jehovah provided a priesthood for the nation of Israel.
Hebrews 5:1 reads,
"For every high priest taken from among men is appointed in their behalf over the things relating to God, so that he may offer gifts and sacrifices for sins."
Jehovah wanted to help them draw closer to him. The high priest was the one whom Jehovah appointed in behalf of men over the things relating to God. Priests helped sincere worshipers to approach God acceptably, to bridge the gap between God and man.
The picture for paragraph 3 shows a man crossing a bridge that spans a chasm between a landscape that is dark and barren and one that is bright, beautiful, and lush. The picture caption reads, "Sin created a divide. The priesthood bridges it." Paragraph 4, question: How did the priests of Israel represent God before man?
How did the priests of Israel help worshipers to approach Jehovah and serve Him acceptably? In two important ways. First, priests represented God before man by serving as teachers. How so? Malachi 2:7 says, "The lips of a priest should safeguard knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, because he is the messenger of Jehovah of armies." So the priests had the assignment to teach the law of Moses to the people of Israel, helping them to understand it and to live by it. As an example, in Nehemiah's day, 13 different Levites assisted priest Ezra to explain the law to the people. They put meaning into it and helped the people to understand what was read. In this way, the Israelites were able to apply God's laws in their lives and thereby draw closer to Him.
Paragraph 5, question: How did the priests of Israel represent men before God, and what does that teach us about Jehovah?
Second, priests represented man before God. The priests did this by offering sacrifices in behalf of the people. The Israelites were well aware of their daily errors and failings. They knew that they needed to have their sins wiped away. The priests and the sacrifices helped make that possible. What a relief it was for repentant Israelites to know that their sins had been forgiven. Through the priesthood arrangement, we see Jehovah's love, compassion, and interest in the well-being of His people, and ultimately in their salvation. The role of a priest, past, present, and future.
Paragraph 6, question. In patriarchal times, what role did a family head have that was similar to that of a priest?
Jehovah has always wanted a peaceful relationship with His obedient worshipers. In patriarchal times, long before the nation of Israel was formed, it was common for the family head to offer sacrifices for himself and his family. For example, after leaving the ark, Noah offered up sacrifices of thanksgiving. Abraham built altars in order to make sacrifices to Jehovah. And Job offered burnt sacrifices in behalf of his children. That explains why the Bible speaks of priests even before the Levitical priesthood was established. Jehovah told the Israelites, "Let the priests, that is, the family heads, who regularly come near to Jehovah sanctify themselves so that Jehovah may not strike them." Exodus 19:22.
Paragraph 7, question. Who was Melchizedek, and how did he prefigure the Messiah?
The first person specifically called a priest in the Scriptures was Melchizedek. He was not only a priest, but also a king. Jehovah later promised that the Messiah would be both a king and a priest, as Melchizedek was. But the Messiah's rule would benefit mankind forever.
Paragraph 8, question. How was the priesthood organized under the Mosaic Law?
In time, Jehovah formed the nation of Israel and gave them the Mosaic Law, which included instructions regarding the priesthood. Moses' brother Aaron and his descendants were assigned to serve as priests. With the assistance of the Levites, the priests would offer sacrifices in behalf of the nation and of individual Israelites. Jehovah gave specific guidelines regarding the types of offerings to be given, the purpose of the offerings, and how they were to be presented. This arrangement provided a foretaste of what was to come.
Paragraphs 9 and 10, question. Who will serve as priests along with Jesus during the thousand-year reign?
At his baptism, Jesus became the high priest, serving in Jehovah's great spiritual temple. Jesus later gave up his perfect human life to atone completely for man's sins. His sacrifice was far superior to the animal sacrifices offered by the priests of Israel. Jesus continues to serve in this priestly capacity, appearing before God on our behalf. Under God's kingdom arrangement, 144,000 anointed ones will serve alongside our high priest Jesus as kings and priests. Once resurrected to heaven, they will work along with God and Christ to bring obedient mankind to perfection and make the earth a paradise. How we look forward to seeing their work completed! As we have seen, Jehovah has arranged for man to benefit from priestly services throughout much of history. The many sacrifices the priests offered reminded faithful Israelites of their need for a ransom. Jehovah will continue to use a priesthood throughout the thousand-year reign of Christ until man is brought to perfection and no longer needs priestly services. How does learning about this arrangement draw us closer to Jehovah? Consider a few ways. How the priesthood draws us closer to Jehovah.
Paragraph 11, question. How does the priesthood reflect Jehovah's desire to have a close relationship with mankind?
The priesthood reflects Jehovah's desire to have a close, personal relationship with His servants. Even though sin has created a gulf between mankind and Jehovah, He is determined to close that gap forever. Jehovah wants us to be able to approach Him, gain His favor, have a warm, personal relationship with Him, and be saved. Jehovah realizes that our sinful state is something that we inherited through no fault of our own. He mercifully reaches out to us, helping each one to gain an approved standing before Him. Does that not move you to love him even more?
Paragraph 12. Question. Why is it encouraging that Jesus, the high priest, pleads on our behalf?
Jesus, too, wants us to enjoy a meaningful relationship with Jehovah. As high priest, Christ acts as a helper with the Father. 1 John 2:1.
Hebrews 7:25 reads,
So he is able also to save completely those who are approaching God through him, because he is always alive to plead for them.
What factors might Jesus consider as he pleads for you? Perhaps he will take note of how your background, upbringing, health, and emotional makeup affect you. He might consider your fine qualities and deeds, as well as your record of faithful service. Because Jesus can read the heart, he will no doubt reflect on your constant prayers for forgiveness and your sincere efforts to improve. We can be certain that Christ's pleadings for us are well received by Jehovah, who is compassionate and ready to forgive. Indeed, Jehovah is the one who provided Jesus to be our advocate.
The picture collage for paragraph 12 shows Jesus gesturing to the fine deeds of brothers and sisters as he pleads with Jehovah on their behalf. A brother gives a talk. A young sister rejects a classmate's advances. Young brothers carry lumber on a theocratic construction project. Two sisters in the ministry show a magazine to a householder. An elderly sister in a wheelchair prays. A brother reads his Bible. A young brother delivers groceries to an elderly brother who is holding a cane. The picture caption reads, Our High Priest Jesus takes into account our good motives, fine deeds, requests for forgiveness, and efforts to improve. Paragraph 13. Question. According to Hebrews 4:16, what additional blessing does the priesthood offer, and why is that so helpful?
The priesthood assures us that Jehovah wants to have open communication with us.
Hebrews 4:16 reads,
Let us then approach the throne of undeserved kindness with freeness of speech, so that we may receive mercy and find undeserved kindness to help us at the right time.
Because of the services of the great high priest, Jesus, we can speak to Jehovah freely in prayer. Jehovah is pleased to hear us when we approach him. In doing so, we show that we trust in him and rely on him. At times, we may not know exactly how to express ourselves. We may be in such distress that we do not know what to pray for. Still, Jehovah listens, understands, and responds. We should not hesitate to share any concern with our loving, compassionate Heavenly Father.
Paragraph 14. Question. How does the sacrifice of Jesus reflect Jehovah's interest in our eternal salvation?
The priesthood shows that Jehovah wants us to have life. The animal sacrifices offered in ancient times did not completely atone for the sins of God's worshipers. However, those sacrifices pointed to the perfect sacrifice of Christ Jesus. His sacrifice makes true forgiveness possible. It opens up the way for obedient humans to have everlasting life. How grateful we are that Jehovah took the initiative to arrange for our salvation.
Paragraph 15. Question. How is Jehovah's love seen in his choice of individuals who will serve as priests in the kingdom?
We see Jehovah's love in his choice of individuals who will serve as priests. Like their master, the anointed must prove faithful even to death. Their loyalty to Jehovah must be proved beyond all doubt. Thus, we can trust that they will lovingly apply the benefits of the ransom sacrifice, which will help us to overcome sin and grow to perfection. That remarkable work will continue throughout Christ's thousand-year reign until Jehovah's purpose with regard to the earth and the healing of mankind has been accomplished.
Paragraph 16. Question. How does Hebrews 4:15 indicate that Jesus is uniquely qualified to serve as high priest for us?
Christ, our High Priest, is sympathetic to our challenges and experiences because He Himself lived as a human on earth.
Hebrews 4:15 reads,
"For we do not have a High Priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tested in all respects as we have, but without sin."
Consider, do you feel tired at times? Jesus did too. Have you felt the effects of hunger and thirst? Jesus knows what that feels like. Do you face opposition and ridicule for your faith? Jesus did too. Have you lost a loved one in death? Jesus lost his friend Lazarus and apparently his stepfather Joseph. We can rest assured that our High Priest Jesus will care for us with understanding and empathy that come from experience.
Paragraph 17. Question. Why can we be sure that the Anointed will have fellow feeling and insight as they help mankind?
The 144,000 will have fellow feeling and insight as they help Jesus lift mankind to perfection. They were once imperfect and sinful as men or women on earth. They know what it feels like to make mistakes and to struggle with guilt. They understand what it is like to suffer from health problems, both physical and emotional. They come from a variety of backgrounds, races, cultures, time periods, and personal circumstances. Whatever your life experience has been, someone from among the 144,000 can relate.
Paragraph 18. Question. What does the priesthood teach us about Jehovah's personality, and how does that make you feel about Him?
All that we have learned about the priesthood teaches us that love, mercy, compassion, and fellow feeling are aspects of Jehovah's personality. Satan is our constant accuser. Jehovah is not. We have considered in this study that Jehovah has done much to draw us to Him and to pave the way for us to feel assured of His approval and friendship. Does that not draw you closer to Jehovah? Does it not make it easier to accept His love and forgiveness?
Paragraph 19. Question. How does the priesthood assure us that Jehovah understands the struggle we face?
Our study of the priesthood also assures us that even when we feel unworthy because of our sins, we can trust that Jehovah understands our struggle. He knows that we are made of dust. Nonetheless, He continues to see past our sins and focuses on the good in us and on our potential for improvement. When our sins and mistakes are all we can see, we need to remember that Jehovah is greater than our hearts and knows all things. 1 John 3:20.
Paragraph 20. Question. Why are you thankful for the priesthood, and what are you determined to do?
As we have seen, Jehovah has provided the priesthood so that we can worship Him acceptably. It is His heartfelt desire that we do so. Thanks to the gift of the priesthood, the gap between Jehovah and His imperfect but faithful worshipers has been closed. We may thus do as Hebrews 4:16 encourages, "Let us then approach the throne of undeserved kindness with freeness of speech, so that we may receive mercy and find undeserved kindness to help us at the right time." How would you answer? In what way does the priesthood help man to worship God acceptably? How has Jehovah used the priesthood throughout the centuries? How does the provision of the priesthood draw you closer to Jehovah? Song 16, Praise Jah for His Son, the Anointed. End of article.